The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to Barrington Awakened with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of Barrington Awaken, Barrington.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Barrington Awaken. Thank you for being there. Right off the top, I want to say thanks to those who have taken the time to send us an email saying hello. They love the show and they're anticipating the next shows. Thank you for taking the time. Thank you for being a part of it. Thank you for coming home. What we do here is we talk about raising you to a higher level of consciousness, and it's just to wake you up for you to realize there's more to living than the life that you thought you had. The images that you hold in your mind subconsciously is the life that you're living. You had somehow given yourself a thought, a message a long time ago as to how life should be or how you want it to be, and that image is still within you. If you're not enjoying that dance today, please change the tune, change the song, change the picture that you're holding in your subconscious mind. Just a few seconds ago, I was talking about how we could implement change within ourselves. And if you were to put in the front of your face every single day something you see that reminds you of what you're hoping to accomplish, or your desires, or what you want in life, inevitably, the inside subconscious part of you, the inside subconscious part of you, will take steps towards that goal that you seek. If you were to place a note in front of you that says, I am getting better, whatever the better is for you. Is it your health? Is it the dance you're learning? Is it something else, living, learning how to be healthy and all these things? Just keep reminding yourself that you're getting better and have this image of what you're hoping to accomplish in front of you every single day and night. Every time you see it, you make a conscious awareness of it being there. And remember, remind yourself why it's there, and inevitably it'll lead you to what you're hoping to accomplish. If you're just throwing words out there and moving on, it's like popping a bubble. You see it in front of you and pop, it disappears and it's gone forever. So what we need to do is hold on to that image forever. And when you get there and you've accomplished a goal, still keep it, because just being there is not enough. You have to work at it while you're there. A good friend of mine he signed to play Major League Baseball, and he was telling us that when he signed on and went to practice and went to work as a professional baseball player, that's when the job began, simply because at that point he is now consciously doing it every day. The hope of making it is no longer, it's gone, and now he's doing the job. You have to remember, if you're trying to get somewhere, don't just hope to get there. Learn how to stay or be there. You have to constantly work at it. And if you take your eye off the ball, no pun intended, you will inevitably lose the game. Change the image that's within you. Change what you see of yourself. If the environment that you're a part of is not as neat, tidy, organized as it needs to be or it could be, you are probably as a reflection of your inner self. Work on perfection and work on who you are. We talk about all of these things on our show. We want you to wake up and realize that you are the driver of your life. You are the one who conducts everything that happens in your life. Do not allow yourself to be dictated to or told how to live your life. This is your time. Wake up and understand that. The images that you want, the life that you want, the success, the happiness, whatever it may be, wealth. A lot of people are seeking money, which by all means, I must say, it's not the answer. Because if you're not feeling happy now, when you get that great prize that you're hoping to get, it won't make you happy. Happiness is from within, and you need to be able to find that before you reach your goal. And again, let me say, when you get there, please practice being there. Hold that image within yourself forever. Tell yourself you're getting better. And by doing that, you're repairing yourself if you're damaged. While I'm saying this, if you're talking about your worries and you're talking about your pains and you're constantly talking about your fears, you're ordering them to stay put. You're commanding them to stay there because you're constantly giving them time and play. There's a time to just let it go. It is what it is. It has passed. You are where you are now. You're hoping to change. Please put that image of your change or your want to be new possession in front of your presence and allow it to play and do its thing. It is subconsciously dragging you towards that goal. Don't be throwing your prayers out there and popping them like a bubble. It's wasted time. Wake up is what we talk about in this show for you to understand that you are created as equal as everybody else that's a part of this planet. There's no way you're lesser unless you've told yourself that. Neither are you greater unless you've told yourself that. But see yourself in a positive light all the time. Remember to put the idea that your cup is always half full. No matter the situation that you're a part of, there is a better side. So we must always, always, always think positive, because by doing such, it is helping us to get to the next level. When you get there, you have to learn how to maintain it by holding the goal. If you take your eye off the ball, you are going to lose your game. Wake up. Remember that when you showed up here as a human being, you brought all the qualities that is required for you to live the successful life that is needed. They're within you. You didn't lose them. They didn't fall apart. No one took them away from you. You still have them. It's like common sense. If you're not using it, they lay redundant within you until the day you have to return your body. So in the meantime, knowing full well that it is within you, you do have that power to rise up and become great. If you're not seeing that yourself, hold your head up, stick your chest out, walk around proud, strong, simply because you're able to. And the confidence that you walk through life, others will feel it. You will see the reaction. Wake up, open your eyes, and realize that you are larger than life. Wake up to that reality. All the things you need in life today is within you. The ability to get to that next level is within you. Seek it wisely, though, and it is important for you to hold the image of yourself that you want yourself to be. When you were doing fantastic in life, if that's not the case today, you had a certain air about you. Learn how to create that again. Learn how to get yourself back on the path to seek what you want. Because you have that ability. You know it's within you. I told you the story about my friend who became a baseball player and how he realized for many years that he had practiced getting there. What was important to him, the most important thing at this point, is how to be there, to stay there, and to look at the next level and the next level and the next level, to constantly hold the image of what he wants to be. And he's doing it just well. Hope that he learns and holds it. For others, wherever you want to be, you have the key, you're the driver, you've got the control, you operate the gas pedal, stay off the brakes. We're just using the car as an analogy, but stay off the brakes of life simply because you don't want to throw fire, water on the fire that you've just started. Learn to be focused. Make that day, make today, make a promise to yourself that you're going to seek a better path. And the path that you will seek will enlighten your life in every single step of your 1,000 steps to success, if that's what it takes. You may already be there. Good for you. You may want to or see others who are there. Please don't waste much time trying to be somebody else, because that space has already been spoken for. Focus on you. To thine own self, you must be true. Do not seek to be another simply because you're not. That person is doing fantastic. If you love what they're doing, hey, let's figure out how they got there and do it. But remember, for you to try to be that person is you're neglecting who you are. You're throwing yourself into a closet, locking the door, throwing away the key, and pretend, act as if you're someone else. Your greatness is with you. And if you've locked it in the back of the closet or in the cellar or in the basement, if that's possible, you are giving up on who you are. Your qualities are just as good as the other that you seek. It may not be your calling to become that person. You have your own purpose. You have your own spot. You have your own everything. Find what that is. This is why we say find who you are. Learn your purpose. Take steps to find out what makes you happy. Within you, you have the two wolves. And they're constantly fighting. The wolf good, the wolf bad. They're constantly fighting. The one that will succeed and win the battle is the one that you feed the most, the one that you're giving most attention to. If it's the bad side, you don't want that to happen. Start giving the same amount of attention, maybe more if it's possible, to the good side, and that wolf will win the battle. Whatever it is that you seek, is it success? Is it health, happiness, family, possession, good job, whatever the case may be, it's within you. You have that ability. We talk about that on the show. We talk about these things all the time. We just want you to wake up and realize that you're not left behind. And if you're dragging, it's simply because you applied the brakes when you shouldn't have. You need to release that and accelerate just a little bit more to get you back on track. The person that's in front of you is you. Learn how to get the best out of this life. We've come here by the same method. We will live our lives and go back to our spiritual home by the same method. We don't have the ability to backtrack as we often wish we did. Boy, if I could go back to that time or that age or that place in life. Well, you can't, but you can recreate a lot of the things that you feel that you're missing out on. Wake up. Come to today. Come to understand that God made no mistake when you were created. You are the creator. You are the God. And you did not create yourself for the disasters or the failures or success that you may be experiencing, if that is the situation for you. You're strong within yourself. You need to wake up and realize that. You've got all the tools that it takes to build the foundation that you want, or the castle that you seek. You have to know that. We're human beings. We're created equal. We're all the same. We're all connected. There's only one race that exists on this planet, and it is the human race. You've heard a lot of tell about, I don't know if you're familiar with the Garden of Eden and the Genesis. And it says that God had created Adam and Eve. It's one of the many books that's out there. God had created Adam and Eve and put them in the Garden of Eden and told them not to eat from this tree, the tree of knowledge, the fruit of knowledge, to wake up, to not eat that and follow instinctively what is supposed to be or should have been the law of the land. They didn't follow that rule, according to the story in Genesis. They ate from the forbidden fruit from that tree, and they woke up. At some point, they had a conscious calling of wanting to step out and not follow the rules. And they ate from that fruit. They ate that fruit from that forbidden tree and woke up. Now they realize they could think on their own and not to follow instinctive ways through life. Plato writes about this and says at some point people lived a simple life, happy and humble, and they were instinctively following the train through birth till death, from getting your body until you had to give it back. You borrowed it and eventually have to return it. That's a known fact. But we were instinctively following the way that life should have been. Consciously, we woke up and start creating our own thinking, our own methods in which we should do things. And of course, from there comes the greed and everything else that we're seeing in the chaos and the conflict that we see, feel every day within ourselves. We're happy, we're not happy, we're sad, we're all these things. The fruit of knowledge exists everywhere, every minute of your life. And to step out of the box and to create your own positive thinking and create a life that's going to benefit you, it is your birthright. If we're told to follow this rule because it's the rule and the way it should be, and somebody's knowingly telling you these are the rules you should follow, and you will live a great life, you will die and go to a great place and all these things, that story simply cannot be true, simply because you are an individual that has the same capability of creating all the great things that you seek in life. Nobody else knows your story. No one else can tell you what your path is. Wake up and find out where you belong. Wake up and find yourself. There's ulterior motives behind a lot of people guiding you in certain directions and how to live and way to seek life. To know the truth and to understand the truth is to know who you are. To know what possession you have on this life, on this planet, in this life, on this planet. You wake up, open your eyes, set your goals very high. I've always said if you aim your arrow for the stars and you miss, you may hit a planet, or you may hit a cloud, or a rooftop or something. But if you aim it for the roof, you miss and you're going to hit the ground. So seek the highest spot that is possible. And you must know all things are possible. Nobody out there has anything over you when it comes to our building of who we are. The breath that was given to the body, and it was just the breath, that's all we are, that was given to the body that makes us move around. It is equal to everybody else's. You have the ability within you to create the fantastic life that you seek. You have to make steps towards it. Wake up and understand that you are the greatest entity that ever exists. We're not a part of the human race. Sorry, let me correct that quickly. We're not a part of a race that is designed to be destructive to others, to other human beings. We're not a part of that. Yes, you are a part of the human race. You have to be. They say what's within us, the animalistic ways of surviving, wanting to preserve our own race and get ahead and collect and be strong and be the best of the group, came from the fact that we've come from the animals. That is a conflict within us, that when we decide not to follow instinctive way of life, we move towards our own creative thinking, which has caused chaos within us, because we're constantly being dragged back to an instinctive way of life, and we're constantly using our own thoughts to create something better for us, and this creates the conflict within us. That's all it is. Deep within yourself, you're just human being. Not just, you are human beings, and we have the power to do all things. It comes down to believing and understanding that. We talk about this, and sorry about the length we're taking today to do the introduction to the show, but we are at a spot today in our lives where we're going to make a conscious decision to take this path. Be mindful that others are constantly trying to drag you back because they think you're going off the edge, pardon the expression. but you're on a journey to find your best self, to live your best life. Others won't necessarily agree with it for you, but technically that's none of your business. Another person's opinion of you shouldn't be your business. But you're going to take a path and you must stay with it. And when you get there, you plan to be there. You must see the image of what you're trying to accomplish. You must see it for you to achieve it. You must see it for you to achieve it. In the mind's eye, you see yourself doing this or at that spot or living this way. You have to see it and you hold on to it with everything that is within you to hold on to that image. And you are like a magnet pulling yourself towards it as that success or that plateau is pulling you towards it. It's that simple. Remember on your way up to that next spot to constantly remind yourself that you're doing better. Remember, as you decide to change the life that you're living, there'll be others there who are trying to bring you back. They still believe birds of a feather flocks together. And I always say, you're not going to soar like the eagle if you're flocking with the turkeys. And you must pick your path. Have you ever been decided not to have a drink, or you just don't want to have a drink, but you find yourself at a party where everybody else is drinking, and the first thing they will say is, why aren't you drinking? Are you okay? Is everything fine? And you just sit back and decide for yourself you didn't want to partake for whatever the reason may be, but there's somebody, some people, some group who say, ah, come on, you could do another one, or let's do this, and they're trying to encourage you to be a part of their group that you were. Take a minute and listen to the chatter that goes on along that group and wonder, how could I have been a part of that? You know, if you've been the DD driver in a vehicle, you're bringing people home that's had a few drinks and you just shake your head and listen to them chatter, argue, or do whatever they do. And it's just so different than where you are right now. But at some point you were in the midst of that. Is that who you are? Do you want to be identified as that? Because when you're in it, you don't acknowledge it until you've stepped out of it and observe it from the bleachers, let's just say. You're not playing that game anymore, you're just watching it. Somebody inevitably is going to try to pull you back into it. But that simply state that you're on a journey and this is the path that you choose. And be wise to choose the path of least resistance. And don't think running for money is going to solve the problems that you're having as the reason why you start running in the first place. Welcome to our show. Thank you. That's been a long time. I want to thank everybody who is listening today. I want to thank everybody who's tuned in. Thanks to all. We talk about spirituality as we always do, and we want you to be able to live your best self. Thanks to the old longtime listeners, as well as our new listeners. Welcome to the Barrington Awakened Show. Welcome, everybody. Welcome home. And I say home simply because this is where you belong. So I sort of went through a lot of what we were just touched on it briefly as to what we'll be talking about today, or you'll be listening to today, is just understanding. And it's simple enough to just understand who you are. It is, we want you to understand how we got to the spot that we're at. How did I get here? You wake up and you're not feeling great, or you're feeling tired, or you're feeling as if you've missed your mark. You realize that the age that you're at, that you're not going to have that big mansion by the lake or the ocean and have the fantastic things. You've come to that realization and you wonder, how did this happen? Did you put in the effort that was required to get you there? Did you place that image in your mind to see what you're hoping to accomplish? We talk about waking up, and this is just raising you to a higher level of consciousness, much like the story I told earlier about Adam and Eve eating from the forbidden fruit or the tree or something they weren't supposed to do anyway, and they did. And of course, the whole world shamed them for stepping outside the box or the garden, if you want to call it that. But they opened their eyes and they were a little bit more wiser because we have that capability within ourselves to create and to think on our own. We don't necessarily have to follow the path that's been laid out. And when someone stepped out and figured it out, they started guiding us towards a path of their choosing. Wake up and make your own path. Be your own pathfinder. Find out what you're going about. I think Plato was the one who wrote about the simpler life that we lived. Well, we've evolved and we've gotten a lot smarter, and the book of knowledge is constantly open to anybody who wants to read it. The existence of wisdom and knowledge is everywhere, including where you're standing right now, or sitting, or laying down. You just have to figure out how to tap into it to live this very prosperous life that you had promised yourself a long time ago, but you've forgotten how to get there. Wake up. Do we have a...
We have a couple of emails. Folks, if you're just tuning in, we know... For folks around the world, Barrington, we want to let people know that this is a long weekend in Canada. It's called Victoria Day, and it's a lot of people are out celebrating right now, picnics, dinners, what have you. So just to let our folks around the world know that we are celebrating that in this country this weekend. And folks, so if you are home and you're not out and about, if you'd like to email us, our email address right now, InStudio101@gmail.com. That's InStudio101@gmail.com. Kay said, Happy Victoria Day to Barrington and his staff. That's from Kay. Thank you, Kay. Nick says, Okay, Barrington, so basically I want to change my life. What is the first thing that I need to do? Wow, there's a loaded question. Paul wrote in, So you believe Adam and Eve is a fake narrative? Just curious. That's from Paul. And lastly, Sam said, I am starting a new exercise program. I know in the past, Barrington, you've talked about different things to get into shape. What would you recommend, running or walking? That's from Sam, and back to you.
Sam, that's a topic that pops up a lot with my friends and people that, you know, we just generally talk about what is the better one for you, running or walking. And, you know, let me say this, if you're of a certain age, when you're running around, you're jumping basically, and you're doing a lot of impact on the joints, and eventually you're going to feel it. People, the runners out there are swearing that I don't know what I'm talking about, but you are jumping, you are putting an impact on the joints and the muscles and everything else. Running is gets you there faster, no pun intended. However, I will say to everybody, anytime, walk. Go for a walk. Walk around. You're moving every single muscle in you as you're doing that, and you're stepping, and you're doing it at low impact, and you're not bruising or damaging anything else within the body. You are building it up. Walking and swimming is actually quite cool because you're getting that same thing if you know how to swim. But go for a walk. Do something that's going to raise the heart rate for about half an hour every single day. Raise it above its normal level, and you keep it at the high level, and you will burn the calories that are required to burn and develop and build the muscles that you need. So my pick, Sam, I would say go for a walk, and you know, go for a long walk, or many of them. And I've been for the last many years, I do about 14 hours a week. Not now because I've fallen off the wagon, but typically when I'm in my regular walking mode, 2 hours every night is what I do. I trade my TV time because I don't watch it for my walking, and I would go for a walk instead of watching that program. And on Saturdays and Sundays when I had more time, I'd put in 4 hours. I took Sundays off because, you know, you got to rest the body as well. But Sam is asking specifically, okay, walking or running? But there's a lot of other things that's involved in this. If you're starting this great program to make yourself superhuman being, you have to get the mind engaged with what your intentions are. You know, you could go there and run from here to East Africa if you want to, but you'll get back and you'll fall right back into the rut or the groove that you're in that propelled you to do the run in the first place. So what we're doing, and that ties into what we're talking about part of our show today, is allowing yourself to let the mind know what your intentions are. It wouldn't hurt to put an image of the person that you want to become in front of you, and you see it every day, and write on it somewhere that you are getting better at it. Go for a walk, hold your hands with your partner, enjoy the forest. Now walk with your mind open. I see a lot of people walking all the time with radios, music, and all these things. I've tried it. For me, I find that just listen to nature. When I do a lot of the walking, I do it in the forest. If you live in the city and you can't do that, well, that's fine. You could do noise cancellation just to be able to focus on who you are. Be mindful at all time what you're trying to accomplish. I would say definitely go for a walk, and it's better. And get right shoes too, because you don't want to mess up your feet. Get good shoes and walk as much as you can and enjoy life. And you will inevitably get where you're trying to go. No pun intended. Do I think the story of Adam and Eve is fake? Wow. That's a tough one. We've heard it. We were raised with it. It was more in my home than I was. It was there before I got there. Is the story in Genesis, if you're not familiar, in the Holy Bible, and it says God in 7 days created this amazing place, and then Adam and Eve, because there was no animal, and Adam was fashioned from the ground, earth, in the image of God. And he was alone, so Adam, God took a part of his body, I think his rib, and made Eve, the woman, to be his companion. And of course, they were told, if you've known that story, not to eat from the forbidden fruit, from the forbidden tree. Yeah. So that's the story. Do I believe it's real or fake? It's an excellent story. Every time I utter my opinion, I get smacked in the face. But yeah, I think it was made up. It's a great story. I do believe that's my opinion. Please don't try to throw anything burning at me. But yeah, I do believe that it was made up, but it tells a great story. And the book that it's come from, I've learned over the years, it's an amazing history book and talks about a lot of different things. It does say that we are gods and we're fashioned by it, parts of it. It does say we're made in his image and the image of what we look like, and we should go out there and make life creative. The part that I find most, a lot of parts that I have found most conflicting, but one of them is that we were not supposed to gain knowledge. And I don't understand that for the life of me. But again, I wasn't there when it was written. It does many versions of it. And I have an opinion, and I will say, I think it's just a story. You want to make the change, Nick. And you want to know how, you've already done it, my friend. You've taken that step already to actually, there you've asked the question and you're curious and you want to walk towards a greater path of, you know, where do you begin? You've already taken the first step. There's 999 more left to do, but make sure you do it. The first step is, where do you begin? Find out the things that you're not. You can eliminate all the things that you're not. Find out if you're more focused on who you think you are, as opposed to being somebody else. Are you just trying to impress a lot of people? Are you spending your time, the most valuable currency, trying to make others happy? And I'll tell you straight up, they don't really care. They don't really care. All of that doing, if that's what you are doing, it's only satisfying you in a very perverse way, because it makes you feel better about certain things about you. Well, eliminate that, and the good thing about you will surface. As to knowing thyself, where do you begin? Meditation is awesome. I would say make a conscious decision as to where you want to go, what you want to accomplish in life, hopefully the wisdom that you want to attain. Make that decision and physically write it down so you could see it every day and follow it, and you're not just popping bubbles here and there. You're not throwing empty prayers out the window. You're doing something to build, to create something as you're doing. So be focused on what you're hoping to get. And please let it not be materialistic things, because it doesn't bring you happiness. Many very wealthy people around the world will back up my story on that one, because we thought seeking this was happy, and if we had it would make us happy. Well, if you're not happy before you got it, you're not going to be happy with it, because it doesn't happen to come with happiness. It comes with baggage. Believe it or not, it gives you more things to worry about. And I said earlier, don't be spending a lot of your time worrying about things because you're ordering them to stay with you. Your journey towards enlightenment, and that's our key to be woken up or to become realized, where you understand fully who that, what the body, the self, the whole existence of life is all about, is when you're realizing you're woken up. It's a long journey. And as long as you're doing it, you will always find opposition, resistance, people stopping you, trying to pull you back. Like I talk about the beer, the alcohol drinking at the party. When you choose not to do any of it, then you could get a real image of what that situation is and find out if that's who you are. Are you just a part of it simply because you feel if you weren't, you'd be left behind? Well, you can't feel insecure if you don't know what insecurity is. So let's work on that. And Kay, I went into this really fast and I completely blew past. And thank you very much, Gary, for reminding me. I do remember it is Victoria Day in Canada, long weekend. We call it here the May 2-4 weekend, and we're close to it. I think this is where we start planting things outside because, you know, we couldn't before this. And shortly after now, we'll be digging them up and bringing them back inside. Anyway, it is Victoria Day. Happy long Victoria Day weekend. My bad, I forgot to mention it. And we're just loving it. It's our first, well, second long weekend, but it's the one that sort of celebrate the official starting for us as the summer. Good times and barbecue and parties and everything else, if you barbecue. But happy long Victoria weekend to everybody. And yes, sorry, it was my bad. I completely slipped past it and we're in the midst of it. It is a happy day. We all look forward to it every year. And of course, it kicks off a great festival time. Of course, where I don't know where you are in the world, but we only have a window of warmth and no snow on the ground and have a good time. So we really celebrate and love that period of the summer months, we call it up here. And it's fantastic. And of course, this officially starts that long weekend for us. We're in it. Happy Victoria Day to everyone. Sorry about all that. Okay, so we're talking about, let me say this. My name is Barrington. I have a book, Awaken Ascension Guide. It will align you to your true purpose. If you're interested, you can find it at Amazon.com and .ca as well. It aligns you to your true purpose. It talks a lot about what we talk about on the show here and put people on the path of a better life if that's what you seek. And happiness and freedom, and how to feed the right wolf that's within you. Check it out. You also could see us, what we've got put up place there on the web, HEAMI, Barrington Awaken, and .com. If you wanted to check it out, that's what's there. All the stories that we've been talking about, the history of our existence. Every show that we've done is placed there. And if you wanted to go there, check it out, click on it, listen to the shows. They're there for you and you pass them on to your friends or you enjoy them as you can. Just remember, always just think positive and keep yourself in that light of thinking positive. You could send us an email if you choose to the Barrington show, Barrington Awaken show, awaken1308@gmail.com, awaken1308@gmail.com. And I try my best to get back to answering all the questions I get, or people just call in to comment on the show. I respect that. And when I do have a minute, every question, every email, I will answer them. That's what we do. That's our promise to you. So back to the show. Thank you very much again for being here. We wanted, and I said it briefly, the image of what you're trying to accomplish, you must have it placed in front of you so you could see it all the time. If you caught the show from the beginning, I talk about the baseball player who told me that when he signed and actually put on his uniform, that's when it started. prior to that, all the prep and all that stuff was just his hope that he was living through. He became a very successful player, and he played for many different teams here in North America. Actually, he played in Japan as well. But the point being is that he got to the pitcher's mound, if you want to call it that, and that's when the work begins. That's when you're now doing it. And he had to continually practice harder than he was practicing on the journey there. Why am I saying all that? You must be mindful that where you're hoping to get in life, it just don't get there and sit down, put up your foot and says, whew, finally, I made it. It's a journey. You have to pedal really, really, really hard to get there. When you get there and you take your foot off the pedal, it's going to coast to a stop, and inevitably you're going to fall back into where you've began. So you get there. You may not have to pedal as hard or maybe even harder, but the fact that you got there, now you have to keep the momentum going, because it is how life is. You were not designed to idle. You're either sinking or you're rising. And if you put in the effort, you will be floating. And that's what we're hoping that will happen. Be mindful of it. You have the ability to create all that you want. And I've said this many times. And if you look around you and you're a little unorganized and a little tired or messy maybe, and maybe a lot of confusion, there's a physical image of what's going on within you mentally. What you're seeing on the exterior of you, if it looks chaotic, it simply means that the creator of that chaotic scene is the person who created it from within. If you want to fix, or when you begin to fix, the chaos within yourself, you will see that your environment is starting to change, including the people you hung out with or the things that you used to do that wasn't giving you the pleasure that you thought it would give you. It will slowly disappear as you're coming to more of a realization of the true self. So yeah, if you clean up the environment, you are doing very well. Your thoughts are organized, you're planning, you're doing this, and you're on your journey to success, whatever that journey or that success is. It is there within you. So the method to get yourself on that path that's going to give you the life that you need. And it could be lonely, because at times it could be distracting, because at times once you start this journey, you will inevitably be leaving. I say that a lot today. You will be leaving a lot of the whole habits or friends or routine or things that you used to do behind. And that's where the conflict comes in within you, because you remember doing that and it was fantastic, but you're on a journey to something greater and better. You can't bring it with you because it's stationary. It's anchored over there. Or the group of friends who are constantly trying to pull you back. Say, come on, let's have a drink. Oh, one night out on the town. Let's do all these things. And you fall into it, and then you're derailing your dream to fall back into the whole old habits that you were a part of. So if you're making a conscious decision to take a step towards a greater success, whatever that is for you, you have to make that decision to take the greater step towards success and not interrupt it by taking a back step. You're throwing your vehicle in reverse. It won't work. When you meet resistance, and you will, just allow it to play its time out. Like you approach the train tracks, right? And you stop your car because the train's coming. You're in neutral or park and you're idled, and you wait for that chaos to pass, and then you resume your way. Do not follow it. Do not try to stop it, God forbid. And whatever you do, do not put that car in reverse and start going backwards, because you are going to get back to the old self where you were. It will happen. People will try to get you back into the method, into the pool, call you up. Oh, we don't talk no more. We don't hang out no more. Well, you at that moment have that choice to make a decision. Do I want to go back to the life that I didn't enjoy and I choose to change? Or do I want to see what's behind door number next? That's where it becomes difficult. Throwing it in reverse, A friend of mine was just saying to me the other day that the ex had called him up and wanted to reconcile. And I said, the ex is the ex for a reason. There's something that was going on that wasn't working. And don't think you could step away from it and then fix it and then get back together thinking that it'll work. I said, my opinion, again, is the ex is the ex for good reason. And if that person hasn't changed, more than likely they don't know how. And obviously, they can't. So do not throw your vehicle in reverse. Do not think by going back there and meet the ex, it's going to make things better. You were there. You were conscious. You're alert. You could blame it on, were you drinking at the time? Were you gambling at the time? Were you too aggressive at the time? Yeah, all of that could be justified. But you were living in that situation, going back to it. And you think now you're not going to do all those things, but what else is going to be the other conflict that's going to pop up? The ex is behind you, and you don't need to reverse ever. This is just my opinion, and I said that, and I don't know if he's going to listen, but I did say it. Wake up. Today we're talking about understanding. Why are we so destructive towards each other? Why are we not following the good path of life? Why are we not following the way it was meant to be? Why are we not following the track that was laid out for us? Well, we're conscious, a lot of us, and we're alert, and we're quite aware of what's going on, and we're doing our own thinking. We do not have to follow the ideas that other people has laid down, though it may seem to be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. But is it the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth for you? When I get people asking me, and of course, you know, by the way, you have to know this, I'm being told on a regular that I'm going to that HE double hockey stick place simply because I refuse to follow the rules that were pre-set out simply because they don't make sense for me. It's not an absolute. The truth is, and if you pose a question about this and there's no answer to it, are you still going to be a part of it? It's not an absolute. So yeah, a lot of people are thinking that because I say all the time, you are the God that exists, you just have to know how to live it. The root to all of this, the one common denominator, that you must be true to yourself. That's the root to it. Be true to yourself. The way you choose to live your life, if it's harmful to others or if it's disrespectful to others, if you are telling or thinking that they're doing it so wrong, they're choosing the wrong partner, the wrong town, the wrong job, the wrong sexual orientation, you think they're choosing this, you are judging. It's not your place to do that. And because you don't truly understand what everybody else is doing, you don't have the right to make that judgment either. Everybody has their own path. We are one group. We're all the same. We're all connected to each other. But you have a purpose that you serve. And I assure you, this purpose is not to be judgmental of others. It plays a role into where you stand with your own level of security. Wake up. Wake up and understand that you are the greatest thing that exists in this life, and you must understand how to create your own happiness. We all have this amazing ability to rise up and to be fantastic at everything we attempt to do. You have to know this. You have to know this. Once you know that, you'll understand how your life was meant to be. You are becoming self-consciously aware of your own existence. You are waking up. People will criticize you on that. The old group who has not gotten to that stage yet will question your mind and thinking maybe your cheese has melted off your crackers simply because you're not doing anymore what you used to do. How dare you change it? Well, you are advancing, you are growing. You will create conflict among the group that you're a part of before. You're on this vehicle that's moving at this speed, you step off. There's going to be some adjustment period. It happens. And for those who are trying to get you back on the path of where you used to be and telling you or making you think that you're losing it, you need to remember or know within your mind, they're never going to be able to see over the fence until they're tall enough. When they get to that level as to where you are, then they'll understand you. Your job is not to get them there. Your job is to get you to your destination. If the sailor doesn't have a port to sail to, he's lost. Right? Find your path. Take a step towards it. Understand that you are the greatest thing that existed. Your confidence within yourself is the fuel that gets you to your great destination. I'm losing track of time here. I'm sorry. Do we have any more emails?
Or yes, we do. Just a couple. Let's see. Anna wants to know. Let's see here. Hold on. Let me make this larger. It's very small. Anna wants to know, if there were no Adam and Eve to start humanity, how did we actually form then as humans and begin? That's from Anna. Marianne wants to say, happy Victoria Day to Barrington and everyone at the radio station. Thank you. And Mary just wrote in, says, I love your show, Barrington. If we are the greatest, then for years and years, people were telling me the greatest thing ever was sliced bread. Wow. Happy Victoria Day. And that's from Mary. And back to you.
Okay. So I know you're making a joke there, Mary. And the greatest thing is sliced bread. I tend to agree with that. But no, the greatest thing is you, actually. And we're not a thing. We're all that there is. We're part of the existence of this great universe of ours. You're attached to it as it is attached to you. There's no going anywhere. We're here. We're all product of earth. You're made up from it. 80% of your body is the dust or the dirt that's a part of this land, and the rest of it is the salt, the mercury, the sodium, the gold, even the diamond, and everything else that's within your body came from this existence. We're product of it. We're in it as well as it's in us. So yeah, beside all of that, yeah, sliced bread is the greatest thing, but I know you're making a joke. Thank you for taking the time to make that email come out to us. Anna, okay, now you're saying if there's no Adam and Eve, how did we become? And, well, Charles Darwin did an amazing job of explaining the theory of evolution. He suggested we came from monkeys, but we didn't. We are created. We were a part of a living organism that became life. As it is, like the lions and the tiger, and they're all sort of conducive to their own environment. Like, we can't live in the ocean and pretend we're sharks because we're not, and they can't do what we're doing because they're not, but we're just a product of the of existence on this planet. Life is within every single one of us, including the lion and the shark and Mary and Anna and everybody else. It's the life that exists within you that create your mind now brings you to a place of you fashioning yourself to become the human being like the shark did. He had to be aggressive and had to be in the ocean, and the lion and all these things. It plays a great part of our existence in the planet. Do I believe there was an Adam and Eve? I'm sure if you search the dictionary, there's a whole bunch of Adams and a whole bunch of Eves. Do I think we're responsible from two people creating all of life? Well, there was four, right? Adam and Eve, Cain and Abel, and then Cain killed Abel, which have left three. And then from that, we're supposedly 7.6 billion people. The theory doesn't make any sense. Scientists have been proven many times that you can't really mix your DNA within yourself that many times to become sane. Maybe we've all melted our cheese off our crackers, but do I believe the theory of Adam and Eve? It's a great story, and I'm just going to say that and leave it there, simply because it could be. I don't see how it's possible, and, you know, of course we can explain all the differences in race and where we've come from based on the geographical location of our existence. If you live in the southern parts of this world, you're more than or closer to the equator, you're very dark. And if you don't, you won't be as dark and so on. And it's hard to explain every single race. But we've become a product of our environment. And we were, Charles Darwin, like I said, went through the whole explanation as to who we are, where we've come from, and so on. No, we didn't come out of a monkey. The monkey, it didn't happen that way, or the caveman. But if you do a lot of research, and I'm laughing as I say this, but if you do a lot of research, you see that human condition has changed over the years through evolution in our own time, right? Look at all the tall people that's emerging nowadays, and you know, because of what we're doing. And every time we merge into a new era, we change. Our bodies used to be completely covered with hair. Now we start wearing clothes and fur coats and big boots, and we don't need that protection anymore, that sense of warmth. But you can still see how we're connected to this element of life, because in the fall weather, we put on a little bit of weight because we're preparing for the cold. You know, the body's preparing ourselves for the cold that we're going to go through. And if you're not, you know, fighting it off or walking it off in Sam is planning to do, it's going to get the best of you. But we are still connected to nature, and nature takes care of its own. Nature takes care of every single one of us. Happy Victoria weekend. Sorry about that. Happy Victoria weekend again. And that's one of our emails. I appreciate everybody who's doing all these fantastic things and enjoying the weekend and being really, really focused and being good. And be a good person. That's all you really need to do. Just be good. Be good to yourself. Be good within your heart. Do good for others. Extend your arm to shake that person's hand simply because you want to be a great person. And instead of extending the arm to punch that person in the face because you want to be a bad person. The two wolves that exist within you, you're feeding one of them. Make sure you choose the right one. Your greatness your desire to become great or conqueror among everybody else is not really the way it needs to be. Everybody is a part of this existence, and everybody needs to be creative, and everybody needs to get along. Everybody needs to understand that, and I think it's in the Hindu Bible, the Gita, that talks about, you are my fellow brother. Why would we war with each other? Why would we go to war and fight and kill others when you're of the same, cut from the same cloth? Pardon the expression there. We've come from the same place by the same method. Therefore, there's no real reason for me to want to be dominant over you other than my own greed, or my own weakness, or my own insecurity. Remember, if somebody's showing you how mean they are, at the same time, they're showing you how insecure they are. If you're not feeling fantastic about yourself, you'll go out and tell stories to make yourself sound better. You know, just find yourself in a quiet room, and you'll notice the insecure one is the one who's going to start the conversation always. And usually, typically, it's about them or their friends. Simply saying that your insecurity was fashioned or created by you. You didn't come here with it. You didn't show up with it. So the strength that's within you has the mechanism or the tools that's within you has the same method of removing the fear that we all feel, the insecurity that we all feel. Adam was asking earlier about how to start his journey. Was it Adam or Sam? Sam was about his journey through life. And one of the things that I say all the time, and I'm going to use the last 2 minutes of this to say, you want to practice meditation. Once you physically do your exercise, please be mindful that the physical exercise only constitutes for 16% of your well-being. The other 69% of it is all about the food that you put in. So concentrate on putting in the right food into your machine so your machine can perform it to its best. Exercise is fantastic. I'll never take that away from anybody, but make sure that you're eating the right food to fuel the body properly for it to perform the way it could perform. That I'll just say there. So if you're meditating, you get to that stage, and now you're meditating, and you want to open yourself to all that there is. You open your existence to the elements of life. You know, you open the top where you took the lid off the jar and allow the within, what's within you, the breath that's within you, to interconnect to the exterior part of it. Your soul is now connected to all that there is. Meditation allows you that. It slows down the brain, gets rid of the many thoughts that we have throughout the day, many thoughts that we have through life, and you will never be able to make it completely empty, but when a thought does come in and you could slow them down and you get one that doesn't fit, do not follow it down the rabbit hole. dismiss it and try your hardest to keep that slate, that plate, that surface, the top of that table, the brain empty as long as you possibly can. Now you're in meditation. This is the journey towards spirituality. This is the method in which you want to do. And if you practice your meditation 2 or 3 minutes to begin with, when you get to become an expert, you're learning to be a baseball player. When you become an expert, then you will be wanting to do way more and follow it more aggressively, because you've now tapped into the wealth of the knowledge that exists on this planet. On that note, I wish you all a very happy weekend, and do well. Whatever you do, be good, be humble. Until we talk again, have a good life. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Barrington Awakened, with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.